Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Monday morning, October the 18th. 2021, and certainly autumn came in over the weekend. I don't know what the temperature is right now, but we've got to be in the maybe higher 40s, 50s right now with a high of 60-something in the middle of the day, and that's how it was all weekend. But I think in the middle of October, we are ready for these cooler temperatures. Now, we have got a show today, 16 minutes past the hour, by the way. Two of my favorite people. Now, next hour, batten down the hatches, get ready. I know you love him. Every time he's on, I hear positive feedback. The legendary, 95-year-old, by the way, and still going strong, funniest man in the world, I call him, Shaky Green, will be with us next hour. Now, this hour, we're going to do something kind of special, because as many of you know, I have been doing this Geraldo Journal now for more than a month. This all started back on, let me open the journal here, I have it in front of me this morning. This all started back on September the 16th, and we gave Geraldo's information out for the station. He's up at WTAM. We gave their phone number, we gave his producer's email, we gave the there was an address for the station, and I know so many people here from WWGH Radio, who listen. Listeners here in Marion have sent postcards through the mail. They've sent emails. They've called that station and said, get Geraldo on with Scott. Scott has had Phil Donahue on. He's had Jerry Springer on. He's had Dick Cavett on. He's had Willard Scott, Larry King. They've all been on Scott's show. Why is Geraldo, who's only 2 hours away, never been on Scott's show? So we started charting this over a month ago, and we have never heard from Geraldo's producer here. Never. He said he emailed us. It's never happened. We got voicemails this morning here at the station. No voicemail from Rob, Geraldo's producer. We've never heard anything from Geraldo. We don't even know if Geraldo knows anything about this. So this has went on. You know, some of the dates here, September 28th, did not hear from Geraldo. September 30th, did not hear from Geraldo. Did not hear from Rob. Maybe he thinks I'm Matt. At one point, he called me Matt. He didn't even have the name right. And then last week, this is October 13th. Did not hear from Geraldo. There was a provocative photo of Geraldo on Twitter. Nothing X-rated, but I think he was in Mexico or something. Last week, the 15th, did not hear from Geraldo. So here we are on, what do we got? October the 18th, more than a month after we started this journal. Now, this morning, I have had to go, frankly, to a higher power with this, because we've had Sam Donaldson on, legendary newsman, and he said he would try to call Geraldo. We had the amazing Kreskin on. He said he would try to call Geraldo. Ted Williams, Thunderbolt Patterson, they both called the station up there, WTAM. We got nowhere with that. A lot of people, Opal Covey, they've all tried. So this morning, I turn my attention to somebody who's been on this program before, but I know can help me with this. And I talked to her last night, and last night she was going to pray over this to see what's going to come of this. And hopefully it's good news. I want to bring you, the audience, good news. This woman has appeared on the Larry King show. She's appeared on the Phil Donahue show. And she was right here in Ohio for many, many years. What a pleasure it is to turn our attention to my pal, the Voodoo High Priestess, Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Reverend Bishop, how are you?
I'm just thankful and grateful this morning. Scott, how is everything there?
You know, a little chilly, but it's mid-October, so you got to expect that.
We will have up to 80 degrees today. It's about 70 now, but it's not the summer type 70 or 80, but no coats and everything is just fine.
Well, I am glad to hear that. Now, Reverend Bishop, before we get started here, I just want you to tell people, what is a voodoo priestess?
The voodoo priestess is the one that keeps the voodoo priest in check. We do all the rituals and make sure that he doesn't overdo anything. And I did have a little prayer with the person upstairs at the higher level about Mr. Geraldo.
Oh, and, this is good.
Yes, and the way you will get to him is through family immigration. You need to have an immigration show and get a hold of some of those that believe in immigration and then get to Mr. Geraldo with that. And you need to have all these people write the cards that say, we'd like to have an immigration talk with you. And that will touch him. You know, he was born on the 4th of July. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not aware of that.
So he's a very patriotic man. And the reason I say to let your people write cards, do all the calling, is because his producers may not tell him.
See, that's what I think's going on. I don't think Geraldo's aware of what's been going on.
I don't think he is either. And then he's a very touchy gentleman. Very touchy. You have to hit him at the right spots. But I know if you do a great immigration show, it would be good. And, you know, he's an attorney also. Were you aware of that?
You know, I was aware that he started as an attorney, yes.
So that's what I come up with for him. Or either, do you have any kind of parades for November and December there in Ohio?
I think the next parade we have is probably the Christmas parade, so probably not until December.
Well, if you haven't got it by then, you need to get some kind of car that you're going to decorate up and let him have his day in his car waving to the people. But the immigration thing is really good for him. And I don't feel his people are telling him that, because I'm pretty sure your people don't tell you everything that goes on. But that's where you would hit Mr. Geraldo.
So basically, and I wrote this down in the book because we've been keeping this journal now for more than a month, and I wrote, do a show on immigration that will get Geraldo here, and that Geraldo is a touchy gentleman, and that he was born on the 4th of July, so he is very patriotic.
That's correct. So you hit him that way, and like I say, all these other people that said they talked to him, tell him that they could just do it one more time with the immigration that can get to him. And then one of your news stations there in Ohio, I don't know which ones you have now, but I would let them know that about the immigration too.
So
and
every
it would be good for family immigration and what he thinks about the wall between Arizona and Mexico, the building of the wall.
So now, everybody who wrote a letter to him or emailed him or called up there, they need to do that one more time, and this time
one more with immigration.
With immigration.
And then we need to find some kind of way that it's on a station so somebody can hear that also. Not saying anything that they won't hear it on your station, but where he would be tuned in.
Oh, so send like an audio clip from this station up to them.
Could be something like whatever you come up with. The Lord will let you know. What you need to do is read Psalms 70 and Psalm 31.
Now let me write this down.
Read
Psalms. Which two were they, Dr. Bishop?
Psalm 70 and Psalm 31 in that order. Do that for 14 days, then get started on your project.
Oh, okay. Now, Dr. Bishop, when it comes to this, last night when you talked to somebody over this. Can you basically tell us what happened? How did you hear this information?
Well, I heard that you were doing a program that you were trying to get Geraldo to open up to the station. And so I just did a little praying about that, a little thinking about him, and see the things that I know him, because I was invited to his show in 1991, but I was not able to make it at that time.
Now, what happened back then, Dr. Bishop?
Well, I was just coming out of New Orleans, and I was having problems with my mail, so I moved back to Ohio. So I was talking to the Postmaster General, then with Marvin Runyon, and I was talking to the manager over consumer affairs for the post office, and I don't know if these people or you know, the most powerful police in the world is the postmaster. Were you aware of that?
Well, no, but I can understand it now because people's mail is starting to be late and they're getting very upset.
Yes, yes, yes. And, but you know, we should be thankful that we can take 40 cents or 50 cents, whatever the stamp is, to get mail all over the world or all over the United States. We've been very, not paying a lot of money for it, and I think they just raised the postage, or they're getting ready to in the next few weeks. Raise the regular postage, so we get a whole lot for our money, considering if I'm here and I send you a piece of mail and you get it over there and I only pay 45 cents or 50, whatever it is, for the stamp, that's some great, that's real good. But people don't know the power of the post office. The postman knows more about you than anybody. Well, I'm going here. I won't be back until that day. Hold my mail and all that kind of stuff. So the post office is something that people don't want to get rid of.
No, and years ago, and I'm sure you remember this, Dr. Bishop, at Christmas time, we used to get our postmen a gift for Christmas, a gift card or a fruitcake or something like that. We wanted to be very good to the postman.
Well, in our neighborhood, which by our, I'm saying the black neighborhood, we'd give him a fifth of Hennessy's or, you know, something like that, Royal Crown or something like that. That's what you would give the postman back then. And I don't know, people probably don't give them gifts now. The post office is not the way it used to be. They can't even find people to work. They're trying to find people to work in the post office. And since this COVID-19, the post office has not been what people want it to be, but we should count it as a blessing that you only have to pay 50 cents and most of your mail gets there. They say if you get it on the streets, you get about 60% of your mail, but if you have a post office box, you've got about 90 or 95% of your mail.
Now, Dr. Bishop, I have a question because, you know, there are always people out there who try to derail you. Now, I don't know that this is true, but anybody could call this WTAM. Do you think there's anybody out there trying to derail us? And if they are, what can be done about this?
Well, one thing about it, anytime you're doing better than the majority of the people, you're going to always have someone against you. So a little prayer, something special that we would give you, have to write it to you so that you can, you know, you need to keep your chakras clean. You need to keep your spiritual lines clean. And I promote a lot of spiritual bathing, which is like a physical bath, but you take the regular bath or shower first. Then you have different herbs that you mix and you make a special bath that you cleanse, keep the aura clean and stuff. So it's always someone fighting against you.
That certainly is for sure. Now, Reverend Bishop, and I always ask you this every time we talk, do you see anything in my direction in the next few months or maybe a year?
Well, I didn't meditate on that last night. I was meditating on Geraldo, so I didn't get to that, and I don't want to. And I'm hearing the word girlfriend. Does that mean anything to you, girlfriend?
Well, yes, it does, matter of fact.
Can you kind of give me a little bit of...
Well, I would say that at this particular point, there certainly is a particular girl woman in my life.
Okay. Well, that's good. You just need to go over there and read a little bit from the Songs of Solomon, and especially the last chapter of the Songs of Solomon. Do you know what I'm talking about in the Bible? Because some people call it something else.
No, I don't. Now, what exactly are we talking about here?
The Songs of Solomon.
Songs of Solomon.
Solomon was a very, he was a great king, you know, and he wrote the book on love, and the love book would be the Songs of Solomon, and then you read that last chapter for you in the book of Songs of Solomon. You read the last chapter, and it'll tell you that no one can erase love from you, no matter how it is. Someone's always trying to catch somebody. Look like I seen you kind of fly by a door and then it came back. Is there some forbidden door or door that is open that you might not want to share with anybody at this time, but is there such a thing for you?
Now, what would that mean, Dr. Bishop? Like, for example, what would be an example?
Like, it looks like I seen you in a restroom, and you were going into the door, and then you shot back out of the door, didn't go in. Is it something that you've known or you've seen that's causing, that could cause a lot of problems if you were to talk about it at this point in time? Everything has a season, and there's something you haven't closed up the door to. You're still there when you need to let that go and keep going.
You know, not that I can think of. Things are going pretty well. There's nothing, I think, that's still an open book. How do I close all these open books, though, if I need to do that?
Well, you know, you have to put closure on everything, and everything is different how you go about putting closure, because anything you don't put closure on, it's going to come back to you. And when you're least expecting it. So you have to figure out what things you need closure on, and then you would be able to, get that closure on it, because if you don't put closure, it always comes back.
Now, is this like a person or a thing?
No, it's something that's going on, something that you... Do you have a special something for the New Year or the Christmas time that you're planning to do that you didn't do before?
Oh, yeah, you know, a matter of fact, yes, there are a few things that are possibly coming up this holiday season that I did not do before, but that wouldn't be anything from the past, because it's pretty well a new thing.
Well, like they say in Proverbs, there's nothing under the sun that hasn't already been done. But, so you need to just don't let everybody know what you're doing until that time comes to present it. Everybody is not your friend. And
no.
We all have that problem.
You know, that's a good topic to get into, Dr. Bishop, here, because there are a lot of people in your life who say they're your friends, but really, they're just there very casually, and you really don't deal with them a lot outside of certain situations. What do you think of these, what they used to call fair-weather friends?
Well, what I would say, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Catholic Bible. I know you've heard of that before. It has 7 more books in it than the other Bibles. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't know that.
And there's one in that 7, the Catholic Bible. It's called Sirach, or either Ecclesiasticus, not Ecclesiastes, the ones that's in the regular that everybody reads, it ends in T-E-S. The one in the Catholic they have, it is the Rock or Ecclesiasticus, ending with I-C-U-S. And if you go in there and read, they have about 5 or 6 sections in there on friendship that will tell you who a friend is and who's not the friend. And if you read that, you can go deep into that. then you can start meditating on, is this person my friend or is that one? And you always remember, it's a long road that don't end and a strong wind that don't stop blowing.
Now,
everything has an ending.
Now, how do you tell the difference, if you don't know, between a good friend and a fair-weather friend?
Well, that's what I just told you. You need to go to the book of Ecclesiasticus. That's one of the Catholic views, or they call it Zerach. And there's some different paragraphs in there. There's about six different places where it tells you about friends and friendships. So you would have to, and I think you'd find that very interesting. And the best is the Good News Bible, which is a Catholic version of the Living Bible, or the Catholic Living Bible, not the New International Living, not any of them, but the one that just says Living Bible on it. And it will give you all the information you need. And when you get that information, then you can start sitting down sorting out your fair weather friend. And a lot of people, as long as you're doing well, they'll be with you. Then there's a lot of people that won't be with you, and they cause you trouble. And if a person causes you trouble, that's where voodoo comes in. If you can't get rid of them the regular way, then there are different rituals you can do and put the 109th Psalms on them, Psalms 109. If they lie and if they do that type of thing, but that's something that you're going to have to take time out and read and find that Bible.
You know, Dr. Bishop, years ago, the Chicago Cubs looked like they were not going to win the World Series. And we had a conversation on the air. They were playing the Cleveland Indians at that time. And I said that I wanted the Cubs to win. And you said there was a procedure that could be done in the world of voodoo that would help the Cubs win the World Series. And lo and behold, they did win the World Series. They came from behind and won. So I'm wondering, in this whole Geraldo thing, beside the immigration talk, is there any type of procedure that could be done in regard to Geraldo to subliminally have him come on the show?
I think we said, didn't we tell you to read Psalm 70 and 31?
Yes, I've got those down.
And you're going to do that for how many days?
14 days.
14 days, no matter what happens, read it till the end of the 14th. It means you're asking God to work in a hurry, and you're asking him that you're putting your trust in him. So if you pray those prayers and get around with that immigration, you know, you can talk about a lot of things, but that would spark his interest. And depending on who else you can get to be on that panel when you have him. And it does look like that he will talk to you before Christmas.
Oh.
What I'm saying now.
Let me write that down. Geraldo, so the prediction here is Geraldo will be on before Christmas.
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's good. Now, Dr. Bishop, we were talking about the postmaster earlier when you were talking about your issue with Geraldo. What ended up happening there?
Well, I didn't do the show, and he was very angry at that time at me. And like I said, I guess he had a reason to be angry, because I was in mania, okay? And that's what caused that. And so I never did get on his show.
You
but
know,
he
Doctor.
Did ask, and I thought I'd take that as an honor of him asking, because, you know, when I was doing shows and things, Mr. Scott, I didn't know who Donahue and Joan Rivers and all those people, because my mother didn't let me watch television or go to games and movies. So I didn't know any of those folks, and that's more like I am now. I don't get out. I'm just used to being to myself. And but that's how that ended up, and that was in May or June of 1991 when I moved out of New Orleans, going back into Ohio.
Now, Dr. Bishop, you said something there kind of interesting, that Geraldo got angry at you. Because I have said, and I think this is well documented, that there are two things we all know about Geraldo. Number one, he's a legendary journalist. No doubt about that. He's been doing it for more than a half century now, 50 years. But the other thing about Geraldo is he is nuts because he got his nose broken on television. He's always screaming and yelling at people. He just has that temperament that is a little stronger than, say, a Donahue or a Larry King. He flies off the handle, and he gives his opinion a lot. Which, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but, you know, I just think that's true.
Well, sometimes you can, these people, while you're out here, if you don't protect yourself well, you will be hollering and screaming and jumping up at them. I know, like, my motivational speaking, I didn't pick voodoo to talk about mine. I work with a mental illness, and that's what I like to do, motivational speaking, and they don't let you go to many mental hospitals or anything because they're very private, so you can't get in there. But my there in Ohio, when I told him, I think I know what I'd like to do, I'd like to go into, into mental health, where you talk of mental health speaking, and I find it very well because I know what it's like to be on Thorazine, and at the same time I can see things, and the people there, where I started was that hospital in Dayton, what is the name of the hospital? What is the name of that hospital there in Dayton, Ohio? One of the main hospitals.
You know, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
And I got to go there to the mental ward and talk to the people. And the people that are worried about mental illness or how they can control themselves and things like that, I got to go to, I'm trying to think of the name of Miami Valley. I think that's what it is, Miami Valley Hospital. And I got to go there and speak, and the people said that I did a wonderful job. No matter what color, what religion, rich, poor, that they all came running when I would come there once or twice a week, once or twice a month, to take care of that. And those people that have mental illness, they call me Bishop Sunflower.
Oh, that's very nice. You know, Dr. Bishop, I've got a little piece of tape here I want to play for you, because what we did, because Geraldo has never been on this show. As I say, we've had Donahue, Jerry Springer, we've had Willard Scott, Bob Barker, Larry King. You know, they've all been here. Dick Cavett, Sally Jesse Raphael, they've all been here, but not Geraldo. So what we did to illustrate what it would be like if Geraldo appeared on this show is we have a little simulation here. Now, this didn't actually happen, but this is what it would be like if Geraldo is on this show, because he is a little hot-tempered. So this, I want to play this for you. This is what it would be like if Geraldo did appear on this show. Everybody, take a listen this morning.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Folks, please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot
how
heart.
Silly this
right.
guy
you're
is.
You're a backstabbing
this
cheap shot heart.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NBS. Attacking me,
on the police thing.
Address the issue. Do you have the
you
guts to address the issue?
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
See, Dr. Bishop, that's what I think would happen, because he's a little hot-headed.
Well, as long as you can get him on, they have an old saying that tells you, no matter what the media says about you, just though they're talking about you, it's a great thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I agree that. I agree with that, because a few times people have written things about me that are totally off the wall, but, you know, they're talking about you, so people become aware of you.
That's true. Well, but I would just do that immigration thing, and I would try to figure out where he was. That's something that would tick him to make him want to answer to that. And I think another thing that I would take the immigration and mental illness, but I don't know, people still think bad of that, but most of your prophets and people that do psychic work and stuff like that, they've had some type of mental issue, and it's not a mental issue, it's just something that the spirit is speaking through you and you can't stop it. You don't know how to control it. And then they do have certain medications that control that. When I go into talk, I talk about the importance of taking medication when you have a chemical imbalance of the brain. And what they do now, they just don't let, well, people, just about everybody's hollering and screaming at everybody now. Even Minister Farrakhan, I put him with Geraldo, but he's more Minister Farrakhan, which Donahue interviewed him several times, and other people. If he hadn't spoke the way he spoke, he wouldn't be who he is today. And that's the same thing about Mr. Honorable Geraldo. He, you know, if he's not hollering and screaming, he doesn't feel it's taking any effect, and now it's just become a part of him.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it's just become part of his DNA at this point.
So you do, if you do get him on your show, you do want him to be hollering and screaming, because then the people know you've got to get something that's going to touch him. And if you do those prayers, you'll know exactly what it is. And even if you get it before then, still finish that 14 days out. But I do feel before Christmas, he will be there to talk with you.
Now another part of this, Dr. Bishop, is because he does a show up in Cleveland, really just 2 hours away from here. And I thought this would sweeten the pot, because what I thought was, I'm going to invite him on my show, and now we know that will happen before Christmas. But I said, you know, in return, I will go on his show to be fair. You know, if he's going to come on my show, I'll go on his show. What do you think about that?
Well, that sounds good. There's nothing wrong with that. But has he ever asked you on his show?
No, we've never spoken at this point, but I wanted to be fair, because we are on at the same time in different markets in Ohio, but we're on at the same time, so I thought, well, if he comes on my show, I should be willing to go on his show to return the favor.
Well, nothing is wrong with that, because, like, anything that you don't take care of, it can come up the road later that he wants you to do something. People just don't understand. I understand now. The same people you meet going up, you've heard that old saying, you meet them coming back down, and everybody eventually comes back down, and then you have to start over to to come back the way that you should come. And I noticed all the media attention that they gave me. It was really wonderful. I mean, I didn't know, because like I told you, I knew nothing about those people. I'd never heard of Joan Rivers and stuff like that. That wasn't my mind on those kind of things. And now I meet those people, and I'm glad that those Catholic nuns from the Franciscan order that they taught me, Franciscan priests and Jesuit priests from kindergarten to the 12th grade, they taught us to treat everybody the same. So I didn't know anything in the last 3 years. They've had me in watching television certain programs and stuff, so I could see how dangerous it was out there. But if you had no fear to begin with, you can't get it anymore, because fear and faith did not coexist in the same mind. So to answer your question, I think that would be a fair offer. Have you written him a letter yet?
Now, the interesting thing about this is that we have been given his producer, Rob, the email. So, yes, I have written Rob. I did that last week. And also, there is an email for Geraldo, which is public, and I did co-copy him on that email. But a week later, we've still heard nothing.
Well, one thing you can always do, you know, you can do it the old-fashioned way and send him some flowers, some type of big, beautiful bouquet of some type of flowers. And I would suggest carnations, and I would suggest green carnations, and just send that to him from the flower shop, and then have your card attached to it with your private number on there.
So send green carnations.
And then make sure they have the baby breath and the greenery in it. And you might want to put a red, white, and blue ribbon. And then you might introduce in that we want to talk about immigrations, because it's very important now, immigrations and the wall. What do you think that we can do, asking him to make a better transaction on this?
So, now, why the green carnations?
Because that's what the Spirit just gave me, so I don't know.
Now, do you think that Geraldo will take this the wrong way, that I'm sending him flowers?
No, because I always send men flowers, and the first, my God, I've never got any flowers from anybody before, and especially the veterans, because I've worked around a lot of the veterans and from the military, and it's quite reflecting. We have different things. Like now, back in the day when I was coming, you know, when I was in the beginning, when people did something to me, I would send them a black orchid from the Blessed Mother, the mother of the black orchid. And they would, and then Mrs. Up in New York, she took some, she took care of my, at the Hampshire house there, Miss Beatrice Mann. And she took care of my flowers no matter where I was in the world. I would call her, and she'd get that black orchid. They would put it in a nice white box with black ribbon around the box with a big, beautiful tie. And when you open it up, it really does have an effect. But you're not trying to do anything to him. But green, you'll have to look up. I can't remember right now what green means. And carnation sent out healing vibrations. Carnations, like when people are in the hospital, you should give them carnations, not roses or anything like that. Those carnations, it takes care of all that darkness in the area. Like if you, before a party, if you can't burn incense, you can get 7 or 12 carnations and put them in different places around the room, you know, with the ribbon and stuff, and that does the same thing that incense does.
Now he's got a young wife. Now, should I put Mr. and Mrs. Geraldo?
That would be nice.
Yeah. So now here's the thing. So this sounds very interesting. So let's say today, because I have somebody, he's our IT guy here at the station, and one of my fellow managers, he's over the internet and website. Now, if he calls up to Cleveland and he sends these green carnations, because he wants Geraldo to be on this show, so I think he might be all over this. So if he sends these green carnations, Mr. and Mrs. Geraldo, we invite you to come on Scott Spears' show on WWGH Radio, and he puts my personal phone number on there from Scott and the rest of the WWGH family here, we will hear from Geraldo very soon.
I feel he will reply to that.
Oh, well, I like that. Now, Dr. Bishop, I've got a question for you here. We got about 5 minutes left, but I remember when you were on one of those talk shows, I believe it was Donahue, years ago, and somebody asked you about finding a loved one or a girlfriend, or you wanted to be around somebody who didn't want to be around you, I think was the idea. And you did something with a can of pineapple. Do you remember this?
Yes, with the we made a candle out of Dole's pineapple, because you have to use certain brands of things. Like, we can't get rid of the spirit now as easy as it was when they had Bo Peep ammonia. It's all different. Yes, I do remember that. That was on Donahue with St. Barbara.
So now let people know this process, Dr. Bishop, because maybe somebody listening right now would like to be in some kind of relationship with somebody who doesn't want to be in it with them.
Well, they would have to contact me, and then we have, there's certain amounts that we charge for that, and it's by whatever your situation is. Everybody's situation is different, and it depends on if that person is with somebody else or many people. And I don't do unmarried. If they're married, I don't go around breaking up marriages. I chose that because two things I told them in the very beginning was that I will not do anything to lose my soul and my military ID. And I think we just heard here, did it come across you that Colin Powell just passed? Or did I not read that right?
You know, I have not seen that this morning. I'll double check. But what is the significance of the Dole pineapple?
Well, see, that's when you do spiritual work. When people teach you something, you just do it. You don't question why this and why that. You just do what the spirit says. It's like those green carnations. And don't forget the baby breath and the greenery, real beautiful ones. And with the big, nice red, white, and blue bow with the streamer going down it.
You know, you are right. I'm sorry to say it. Colin Powell, military leader and first black U.S. Secretary of State, dies after complications from COVID-19.
Isn't that something?
That's a shame.
Yes.
He apparently, I'm not sure how he contracted COVID-19, or if he was vaccinated, I don't know. It doesn't really, I haven't got
probably
that.
That's one thing I definitely believe in, wearing a mask.
Well, that is a shame to hear that. I don't know how old Colin Powell would have been, but that's kind of shocking news to hear that he's passed away due to COVID.
Huh. Well, I'm just lost for words. And he changed parties. He didn't do it physically on paper, I think, but he was Democrat to begin with, but he came out as Republican, and that helped him get all the information and to be able to make the way through. And they wanted him to be president, and he could have been president if he had went, but he had too much fear about that, and that was told after Obama became president, how, you know, they just sit around. They were just afraid. He was afraid, and everybody thought he was going to be killed. And he did just what the Spirit had told me at that time, that he got two terms, Obama. So I'm very sorry to hear about Colin Powell and his family, and he's in our military family. Because, you know, did you know I was a Vietnam War widow?
No, I did not know that.
My husband was with the 101st Airborne Screaming Eagles in 1969 at Hamburger Hill, and they didn't have very few black. They might have had three or four at the most. They didn't fly. They weren't jumping out of planes then. And my husband was from South Carolina, and that's why I stayed while he was overseas before he got killed.
It looks as if he was fully vaccinated, and he was 84 years old.
Well, he lived a good life, according to Psalms number 90, and everybody out there today that can hear, if you, as soon as you can, read Psalms, some people pronounce it different, it's Psalms 90, and it will tell you what years God gives you and whatever, so he's lived over that, and we didn't talk about the COVID shot, and,
Yeah, well, Dr. Bishop, the time always goes by so fast for you. You've been such a great help this morning with this Geraldo thing. I'm going to look into doing some of this stuff here, and I will give you a call back in the near future. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Dr. Bishop.
Same here. You take care, Mr. Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
The Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop on this program, and I'm very sorry to hear about that. Colin Powell, gone at the age of 84, complications from COVID-19, and he was fully vaccinated. How about that? We're going to break. Stay tuned.
I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be a, you know, they got to quit using words